Joining us now in studio, our Northfield's Mayor, Rhonda Pownell. Good morning, Mayor Pownell.
Good morning, Jeff. I think you just panicked half of Northfield. There was 823.
I kind of panicked myself, too. Joining the mayor today is City Engineer Dave Bennett. Dave, thank you so much for coming in today.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
All right. Back to, we're in January now, so the meetings are back to a little more regular of a schedule. Of course, you had a city council meeting last night, and I don't want to say a light there. You know, all the stuff is important, but maybe not as many items on the agenda as we've seen trying to get into the final month of the year. So with so many things to do to end the year, let's talk about the street reconstruction. That's one of the big things for 2019. We've been talking about this for quite some time because you can't just dig up a road and throw down a new one. As City Engineer Dave Bennett, I'm sure, can attest to. But 2019's reconstruction project on the west side was, that was pretty much the focus. You focused pretty much just on the west side last night, wasn't it?
Or? Yes.
Yep, that was the primary discussion, was related to the project on the west side of town.
And there was quite a bit of discussion on that. And let's talk about that. One of the big items was, well, first of all, why don't you give us an idea, a general description of what will be going on, hopefully, this summer on the west side of Northfield, the streets that will be affecting the neighborhoods and such.
Yes, so in 2019, it is a street reclamation project. So in a reclamation project, it's a full pavement replacement project, and then along with that, we do replace curb and drainage issues. We do utility repairs. It's not a full curb removal. It's not like a full sidewalk removal, so it's not a full reconstruction. But certainly, we're looking for 40 to 50 years out of these streets. So it's a definite long term rehab of the project area. So 3rd Street, 4th Street areas up by Zanzmiller and all the cul-de-sacs up there. So a longer term improvement in those areas.
Yeah, that's a pretty big project as far as that goes. I mean, and we've had a number of those back during the recession. I know some of that was delayed a little bit. And so now are we caught up yet, or where are we at on our overall schedule for getting Northfield up to date?
I think overall we have a pretty robust 5-year capital improvement plan with street projects on there. We did last year, early in the year, it might have even been late 2017, talk about the pavement management program, talk about funding and where we're at. So there's a slight gap in funding there. Certainly something that we'll continue to work with council on as we do our programming of the improvements, but it's definitely not a significant amount, but there is some funding just to stay on track to keep our pavement condition rating at the stable at that number. We're at about a 74, so 1 to 100, so in the 70s. And that's typically where you see a lot of communities at, is right around that 70 area. So we want to keep the streets overall in that condition in the community.
And it's, you got to keep moving just to keep up that 74%, I would imagine.
Yeah.
The design of the street, 3rd Street on the west side is one of the major arteries, kind of the feeder streets, and there are, I understand, some design elements that you'll be implementing, kind of like what we've seen in downtown and some of the areas and recent bump outs and such. Can we describe that and describe the need for enhancements like that?
Yeah, so that is primarily what the discussion was around last night, and it really stems from the first time that this was on our agenda, January 8th, our first meeting where we discussed it, or we had a public hearing on the street project, 2019 street project. And we clearly heard from several people that there were potentially some design elements that could be added in that would bring the character of the downtown across Highway 3 into that 3rd Street area where the project is up by the Neg and extending up to where Longfellow is. Let me go back just a little bit. So we have, in our land development code, we extended the downtown district across Highway 3. So there is a section of the area across there on the west side of Highway 3 that is zoned downtown district. And so in keeping with that, we wanted to bring the elements of the downtown across Highway 3. And that was a very strategic move that the council made when they were adopting that land development code. So the ask on January 8th from individuals was to bring those design elements over there. So staff looked at our our downtown streetscape task force plan. They looked at the roundtable framework plans, looked at the arts corridor plan that had been presented to the council, and brought forth some concept plans for us to consider that really enhance the walkability, the look and feel of primarily just that short section of 3rd Street between Highway 3 and Longfellow.
All right. And yeah. Dave, do you want to add to that? Or?
Yeah, I mean, echo what the mayor had said. So really just building off the plans in place. And not only January 8th, but also when we had our first neighborhood meeting, there was a lot of discussion from residents about like the arts corridor, improving that area, gateway to downtown. So, you know, listening to that feedback and really responding to what the public says and trying to create a plan that has that vision for that area.
Now, Terry was informing me that there have been a number of people from Longfellow, from St. John's, from the Arts Guild are concerned, and local citizens like us, yeah. We live over on that side. 3rd Street, you know, you're coming downhill from the west to the east towards downtown. You can get up a pretty good head of steam there as it's coming downhill. I think people come down often a little quicker. You look down, all of a sudden, you know, you're going 34 or something. Some elements, well, these design elements, are you guys pretty satisfied? This will kind of keep the traffic to the intended speed limits.
Yeah, so that is one thing we're looking at. So similar to like what we did on Washington, we're looking at some bump out areas, also adding some trees and vegetation along there. That also helps provide, you know, a different context of what the road is and those types of things. So looking at also trying to look at speeds and reduce speeds in that area.
Mm-hmm. All right. Let's talk about the most discussed item on that plan yesterday was the Arts Guild, putting perhaps a plaza out front. Maybe one of you can start by describing what a plaza by the Arts Guild, which is on 3rd Street, we're talking about the theater, the Arts Guild Theater, what that is and what it will look like.
It was a very good discussion last night. I think really listening from the feedback when we had the draft concept prepared, it was really just a feature to handle like the drop-offs for the people that are coming up and visiting, and they could gather and wait outside. So a lot of it was through the feedback. We don't really have the final design of really what that exactly is going to look like.
Mm-hmm.
Is it a more decorative pavement? Is there some limestone seating sitting also out there? So it's, I guess, at a draft level, and mm-hmm. It'll be further refined as we move through.
All right. Where did this come from, this idea? The Arts Guild, Tim Peterson was there last night and said, yeah, we didn't ask for it. I'm sure they don't disagree with that, but they said they didn't ask for it. Where did the design where did the concept, I guess, come from?
So I'd say it was from other, may not have been directly mm-hmm. from the NAG, but just from other feedback from the public about that corridor and type of improvements along there. So it's still okay. From the public input.
All right. Where is that going to go from here?
So we have, will be putting together an additional opportunity mm-hmm. for stakeholder groups and the general public to really give feedback and input, specifically, I think, on that 3rd Street concept plan, I believe. And Dave can just correct me if I'm wrong, obviously. So that will be just a great opportunity. We haven't extended kind of the look and feel, the pedestrian things that we all enjoy about our downtown across Highway 3 like this before. And so this is really an important move, I think, for how we want to see that area over there utilized in the future.
Councillor DeLong had some questions and some concerns about the cost of it and how it's going to be paid for. It doesn't sound like we have much of an idea yet on the cost or how it's going to be paid for, who's going to pay for it. Any ideas?
I mean, I could comment on that. So, you know, any of the added features related to the improvement will most likely come through. It's probably funded through the levy or our state aid. 3rd Street is state aid. Mm-hmm. It's not, those type of improvements typically are not added on as a benefit to the property, so it's not going to impact any sort of assessments related to the properties and the evaluation. So the assessments portion from each individual property is not going to go up. It's going to be, you know, funded from the other funding sources that we have tied to the project in order to add any of those elements to the project.
Now, looking, the Arts Guild, of course, is nonprofit, and they're the arts. In years past, we have seen legacy fund funding available for that. Is that a project that would qualify, that they could apply for, or that the city could apply for? Any ideas?
I think that'd be something that we'd really have to look into in terms of that type of. A lot of times the legacy funding, I believe, is tied to a project that is specific, so I don't know if it would tie to the city project, but certainly something to explore.
Okay. All right. Let's move on. That was not the only thing you talked about last night. You also had amendments to the council's rule of business and concerning really conduct at public meetings and such. It's my understanding that the Minnesota Supreme Court had made some rulings, not specifically on Northfield, but that included things that Northfield had incorporated with their rules of conduct and may have, I don't want to say voided, but made some of those things unenforceable. Do I have that vaguely correct?
Is our city attorney here?
Yeah, that's it does get into kind of a quagmire. But you changed some rules and kind of specified things a little bit more last night. Tell us about that.
Yes, and along with that, we did update our disorderly conduct ordinance, which truly is just on conduct. And so it's, as Chris Hood, our city attorney, said last night, that we're one of his first cities that he represents that has moved in this direction, and it goes right along with our rules of business. So the rules of business really are just a guide for the city council on how we conduct our business, making sure that we do it in an orderly, efficient, and civil manner. Along with that, so we have rules of decorum, we have a citizen participation guide, all of that to just really help to that we're all functioning from that same set of rules and guidelines, and it's just a foundational piece, really. So
yeah, I've looked at that myself and thought, it sounds like all kind of common sense things. But from what I understand, not Northfield, but there have been some cities that have had bigger issues than Northfield has had. Fortunately, we have, though we do have some heated discourse at times, everybody remains to a certain level.
Sometimes.
For the most part, of a certain level of conduct. So.
Yeah, I think that, it's important to have it in the rare case when you really need to enforce it. Mm-hmm. And if you don't have it written down on paper and have agreement behind it, it makes it very difficult as a person that's supposed to be facilitating and keeping order to have anything to stand on to help bring the meeting back to order.
Mm-hmm.
I think that the only situation that I can think of is that we've had people laughing when council members are talking. And I mean, you just can't do that. We're going to have diverse opinions here in our community. We need to respect and honor one another. So it's just an important piece to have there, and hopefully we won't have to use it.
All right.
Yeah.
All right. We have about a minute or so. Anything else going on within the city that you'd like to bring up, Dave?
Sure. I'd just like to add, so late in 2018, we started the PED bike study, so really looking at the routing of Milltown Trails through the community and updating our map of filling in our gaps. So we'll have that draft plan available to the public here. Should hopefully be out in the next week or two, and then it'll be at a joint planning commission and parks board meeting in February. So that'll start working towards a final document to go to council in March or in April to get finalized. So be looking for that. We'll be having public input related to that just to share and try to get feedback as we move forward.
All right. There's a heads up for you, folks. And once again, for pretty much everything that the council does, citizens do have input. So look into ways of doing it. I have to commend the city, the staff, and the council for making that available and also very obvious.
Yes.
It's if you put any thought into it at all, you can look into it and find out ways that you can contribute. So, Mayor, anything else from you?
No, I don't think so.
All right. Thank you very much for joining us. We certainly appreciate it, and we'll talk to you again, I guess, next week. No meeting, but we'll have you in anyway.
Yes. Sounds good.
Right.
Welcome back.
Thank you. Northfield Mayor Rhonda Pownell, along with City engineer Dave Bennett.